will call this meeting of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to order, and I'm presuming our recording secretary is functioning.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Thank you. Today is September 5th, 2012, Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting. Representative Mike Hawker chairing. Ma'am, would you like to call our roll, please?
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Thomas.
Here.
Representative Dugan.
Here.
Representative Kawasaki. Representative Stoltz. Representative Hawker.
Present.
Senator French. Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Menard. Senator Wagner. Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Sir. So with seven members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. The first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the June 27th, 2012 meeting. Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask for unanimous consent of minutes of the LBNA meeting on June 27, 2012 be approved as presented.
Okay, the motion on the table is the approval of minutes from the June 27, 2012 meeting. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none, those minutes stand approved. So move into RPLs. We have two RPLs to address today, one for Health and Social Services, one for DEC. I guess my thought is before we have a motion, let's have the RPLs presented. So in Juneau, we should have Rob Carpenter, who is standing in for David Teal. Rob, are you there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
We can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Try that again, radio. Check that again.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Chairman?
We're there. Sounds good.
Okay.
Do you want to walk us through the two RPLs that we have on the table today?
Yes, sir. Okay, the first RPL is 06-3-0100, Electronic Health Records Provider Incentive Payment Program. The Department of Health and Social Services is requesting authorization to expend $9,540,185 of federal receipts that will be used to provide financial incentives to hospitals and other healthcare providers for adopting, implementing, or upgrading electronic health record technology. The RPL would add to an existing $36.5 million capital project authorized in the 2011 legislative session. Due to faster than expected utilization of the program, expenditure authority is projected to be exhausted soon after the start of the 2013 session. This is a 100% federally funded program, and legislative finance has no technical concerns with this RPL.
So, do any legislators have concerns with the RPL 6-3-100, the electronic health records support from the federal government? Hearing see none. Rob, you're on a roll.
All right. The next RPL, Mr. Chairman, is RPL 18-3-0357, the air quality program within DEC. The department is requesting authorization to expend $467,000 of federal receipts on grants that would allow the community of Shungnak to recover heat from the power plant and use that heat for other city facilities. $592,600 was originally awarded for this project to be utilized over three fiscal years. However, due to project delays, expenditure requirements have snowballed to the current fiscal year, thereby putting a strain on existing federal authorization. Once complete, this project will reduce fuel consumption in Shungnak by 9,200 gallons per year, providing considerable cost savings. Without approval of this RPL, DEC may be required to return existing unused funding for this project to avoid disruption of the normal air quality programs. Legislative Finance has no technical concerns with this RPL.
So thank you, Rob. Is there any legislative concern with the air quality program RPL?
Representative Hoffer, this is Representative Newman.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is this going to complete this project then? I mean, you said that we've had extensive delays, cost overruns. Is this going to complete this project?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it is, but there are representatives from DEC here to answer questions.
And let's have the DEC folks introduce themselves for the record and respond to Representative Newman, please.
This is Alice Edwards. I'm the director for the Division of Air Quality at the Department of Environmental Conservation. Through the chair, Representative Newman, yes, this would complete this project.
Through the chair, Representative Hawker, my question is, who's been overseeing this that caused this to overrun and not been managed properly, apparently? Who's been overseeing this?
Through the chair, this Representative Newman, the Division of Air Quality has been overseeing this project. It was initially put into place, and the subaward was granted in FY11. There were two subawards to the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative. One was for a project in Good News Bay, the other for Shugnak. The Good News Bay project has been completed. The Shugnak project ran into some design delays, which is what has resulted in the desire to have some additional time to complete the implementation and installation of the project.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My concern is, you know, extended delays by members within the department here if they don't know what they're doing. Maybe we shouldn't have the same people managing it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Newman. Further concerns with either of our RPLs? Is hearing seen none, we're ready for a motion. Representative Olson, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve following RPLs, RPL 06-3-0100, Department of Health and Social Services, $9,540,185 federal capital receipt authorization, and RPL 18-3-0357, Department of Environmental Conservation, $467,000 federal capital receipt authorization.
The question before the committee is the adoption of RPL 6-3-100 and RPL 18-3-0357. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, those RPLs are approved. It's now time to move into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports. A motion, Representative Olson, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session discussing confidential audit reports under AS 24.20.301.
Okay, and that will be so ordered, but we'll keep our phone lines open for our legislators in Juneau. So we will move into executive session.
The meeting is now locked. Recording stopped.